the talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Voters in Ohio delivering an overwhelming no to Republican-led plans to try and make it harder to change the state's constitution. This fall, there will be a vote on codifying abortion rights in the Constitution. Republican Matt Huffman is the Ohio State Senate president.
There were some key folks on our side of the aisle, Republicans especially, who actively opposed this, some pretty vociferously. And then there were key Republicans who simply didn't support it, who should have been doing that also.
There is just one winner in last night's Mega Millions drawing. The ticket sold in Florida worth $1.5 billion. There's a court hearing on Friday to determine what former President Trump can and cannot say about his upcoming trial on alleged attempts to overturn the election. Trump citing the First Amendment and claiming he can say whatever he wants. This is ABC News. Emergency evacuations in parts of Maui this morning after wildfires broke out. They're being fueled by winds swirling around the islands from Hurricane Dora. Evacuations also ordered just outside Austin, Texas, in a wildfire that's already burned an apartment building. 3 years after shooting rapper Megan Thee Stallion in the feet, fellow rapper Tory Lanez has been sentenced.
Prosecutors in the case were happy with the strong sentence from the judge in Los Angeles. Tory Lanez sentenced to 10 years in prison after being convicted of 3 felony counts in the shooting of Megan Thee Stallion. After sentencing, LA County District Attorney George Gascon read a portion of Megan's victim impact statement, where she said every day she thinks of others who are victims of violence.
It is truly the most powerless feeling, especially when you question whether the justice system can truly protect you.
Attorneys for Lane say the sentence is extreme and vow to appeal. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Coming to the Greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Jason brought out the old one, huh? Brought out the oldies but goodies.
The oldies for that but one. Goodies.
Jason,
for
you,
good reason.
You have a text in regards to something we had said. Go ahead.
Yes, regarding the horses.
Yes.
This is specifically directed towards Jim.
Okay.
Jim, horses are bred for hundreds of years to pull. They love doing it.
Okay.
Because we were talking about the fair, you know, the horse pulling contests.
Okay, and I don't know if. How do they know they love it? It's like Mr. Ed.
Well, couldn't you communicate with Star?
I could.
Okay.
You know what? All right, I'll give the guy that.
Yes.
The lady that, whoever called. But, okay, that's fine. And I think if people enjoy that, they should do that. Some people probably don't like demolition derbies or dressage. I'm not apologizing for feeling uncomfortable watching that. But if that, I believe that person who emailed us or texted us, and they text us by going to...
Go ahead. Do it without looking at your notes. You can't do it. All right. Jason?
How do they text
Jason,
us?
Jason, save them.
So you have to download the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
After you do that, find WGBW or WISS. Click on that. And then they can listen to the show and or text.
And how do they get to the Civic Media app?
Go to your app store.
On your phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Or...
And then you can text us, people. We'd love to hear some texts.
We do. And even if, you know, you want to point out John's faults, just text it in. So you were saying we went to the oldies lead-in music. I did that purposely because of our next guest. We chose that when we first launched in June, simply the best because, as everyone knows, Green Bay was selected by U.S. News and World Report, which is a very credible publication. At Green Bay is the number one place to live in the United States. And that is incredible when you think about it, especially if you've done a lot of traveling. There's some wonderful cities, communities, you know, from Seattle to Miami and, San Diego to Maine, whatever. Just the whole country's awesome. But Green Bay was selected as number one. And you know, when there's a little bit of a weighting scale. And one of the things was housing, amenities, crime, you know, things that you would expect to be in an analysis like, choosing the number one community. One of the people who contributed to that is Garrett Bader. Garrett is a young developer in this community who he'll tell you when he got into the business and has built different housing for us because I think Green Bay was kind of stuck in a time where it was a lot of maybe ranch or, you know, 1800, 1600, 12-foot homes. And we didn't have the variety that we needed, condominiums, apartments. And Garrett, you've stepped up on that, and you got into developing a little bit more retail. So why Green Bay? We're glad you're here, obviously. But tell us a little bit about how you got into the industry and what your thoughts are on Green Bay.
Well, good morning, you both.
Hello, Garrett.
Thanks for having me. Post-YMCA, come on down.
Nice. I didn't make it today.
You still have time.
Okay, we'll focus on Garrett. And Garrett also goes to Mass a lot. And John, have you seen him there?
Different church.
John was a great altar boy, though. Yeah, I want to say
altar
that.
Boy Hall of Fame.
He's a good guy.
Yep.
Okay.
My Hassock retired.
Yes.
Right in or Cassock. What was it? Hassock or Cassock?
It's a Cassock.
Cassock. Yes.
that's how schooled Johnny was. Yeah. I think he makes a little bit up as he goes along, but that's okay.
Garrett and I worked on some projects together.
Hey, cool.
Garrett,
we did,
and it was a real frustrating project, though, Garrett. If you remember, it was the Green Bay Live Here, Love Here,
West Side.
What was the name of that?
Well, it was Love Here, Live Here.
Love Here,
so
Live Here.
As many people know, I'm on the board of directors from Broadway Incorporated, and as everyone should be aware, when you sign up for nonprofit board membership, you should really look at the asterisk. Because that comes with a lot of work.
A lot of stuff.
And no pay. But that was just one of many efforts to improve, especially near downtown, housing, livability, development.
The frustrating part was we'd go into these places that were once magnificent, beautiful, ornate, like hand-carved trim. And just, you know, these had been like the houses in Green Bay near the city. And years of abuse, years of neglect.
You decades know, in many cases.
Decades.
And Jim would know very well here, let's talk about Hotel Northland, but when you allow properties to disintegrate.
Yeah.
I'm doing my own right now at the corner of Broadway and Dousman. Many people know the former Mikey's Pub, Bangkok Garden, Baxter's, depending on
sure,
your age.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
But that...
Actually, I remembered all of those, so that's how old I am.
There you go.
Every one of them was...
That building was not in good shape.
Yeah.
And there's no reason that you would want to see that torn down.
Right.
So really, we're putting... a lot of money, way too much money, into that building to save it.
Well, okay, if I can just jump in right there, Jim and I have had this discussion, because I love old buildings, you know that too, but with all the different codes and the different things, lots of times it would be cheaper to literally turn it into dust and start from scratch, wouldn't it?
In some cases, and you don't want to see it come to that.
Exactly.
In many times.
In a lot of cases.
Correct. But it also, I don't think many people appreciate the amount of money and energy it takes to save something that has been allowed to be neglected for decades.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, another thing that was frustrating when we did that project, though, was these people would talk about, you know, selling. Or they're like, yeah. It's like, are you the owner? They're like, no, I have a landlord in Chicago or someplace. You know, that was a problem here, too.
The derelict landlord, the slumlord, will always be a problem. I mean, that's not just a Green Bay thing. That's an everywhere problem. But I'm a big believer that if you set the stage, much like, you know, Jim was referencing a number of years ago when I've been back now 13 years. I'm a boomerang like many people. But we did the first townhomes off Whitney Park, and I think it set a visual cue for people of what to expect. Something different, something better, something grander than maybe have been seen by most folks around here for ever.
Yeah, totally agree.
And it's important that we keep our history, that we keep our neighborhoods, and that you build things that complement the neighborhood. And I think Green Bay's done a pretty good job of that. And I think preserving there's a few places where it comes to the point where it just, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. But I think you said sometimes, I think most of the times it's more expensive to renovate than raise and rebuild. But yeah, if you really want to keep that, like you're doing on Baxter's and like we did with the Northland Hotel and, you know, some of these other homes too in the community that were on the chopping block, it's like, no, let's find someone who, and there's, it takes time, takes money, but you look back at that and it's like, wow, man, am I glad we preserved that. I mean, and you've done a good job of that, and I appreciate you doing that.
Thank you. It's been, I've said this to many people, Green Bay is my home. I said back 13 years, and I just said it at a plan commission meeting I had last week, which is I will always put the interest of the city first in any project that I do. Yeah. And I don't think many of my industry colleagues can always say that.
Well, I think, yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of them can. I think we have some really good developers.
But you do have to have that passion to restore what Green Bay was.
To make the community first.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's not easy because some of these guys, and it was Garrett's referencing, and, you know, we're not going to mention names, but their top priority is profit. And it's okay that you make money. I mean, I think people should. We live in a capitalist society, but you got to fit in with the community. And you look at this building across the street here, Schreiber. I mean, that fits in. That's a beautiful building. They had some other things they were looking at. You know, Northland's great. I'm not crazy about some other stuff that's going on, but by and large, I think the city has put the community first, and that's really, really important.
We've made big strides, and of course, you know, during your tenure, Jim, that was a big part of that. But we've come a long way. And people forget. And that's not to suggest anything was ever bad. But right. Cities have to evolve. Cities have to grow. And you can't always do the same thing and expect the same result.
Right. So you, besides housing, tell us a little bit about Baxter's, because I think that's going to be very cool.
What is it going to be?
So the for those who were unfamiliar before, of course, it was Bangkok Garden for a long time, and then Mikey's most recently. The irony has not been lost to me, as many have pointed out, that I love karaoke, and I closed down a karaoke bar.
Really? But, I did not know that.
But there's another great one a few blocks away that we go to now. Anyway, that is taking Wisconsin Bank and Trust is going to be the ground floor anchor tenant, moving from suburban De Pere Lawrence into downtown. And then we're going to completely gut the second floor and put in 6 one-bedroom apartments up there. We'll have a studio unit downstairs. That second floor had been mothballed for 50 years.
Wow.
And I can show you pictures. It was pretty nasty.
Did you find any cool stuff?
No.
Oh.
There was nothing cool.
Because I'm going to give it to you. I'm thinking about giving this to you. It's a calendar from 1957 that was still on the wall. And I took it. But the reason I was going to give it to you is because this beautiful painting on the calendar, you know, they used to make these almost like artworks. It's a Valley Forge with like George Washington and everything. And you're such a Revolutionary War guy. I thought you would like this.
I'm a revolutionary guy. I don't know if the war is what I want. No, I thank you for that, wow. Johnny. That's true. Sometimes you need a change. Garrett, tell us about the East Side. That struggled a little bit.
Yeah. Well, East Town, that Jim is referencing, you know, many people knew it as East Town Mall, former mall for, you know, many years. I'm 42. It opened around 1980, so I've kind of lived with it. But like many properties, out-of-state landlords that ran it into the ground. And it also fell into the same trap of some retail today where, how people shop has changed, where they shop has changed.
Right.
The neighborhoods around it, though, are not bad. The traffic around it is good. There was no reason that property had to be the way that it was.
And the traffic around it is crazy. It's really good. Those
are good neighborhoods. I mean, if you split the city, and I know Schwab didn't, you know, is a Schwabin, but they call themselves Green Bay. If you split the city, you could look at, Bay Park, and then you could look at East Town, right? If you take an angle, and the population base is the same. And I always thought that, but you're right, it was the wrong owner. And ownership.
And a series of owners.
Yeah. Tell us what you're doing there. I mean, I see activity going on there all the time. I obviously go there.
Yeah, the short answer is turning it inside out. So there's no longer an inside mall. We took 70% of the space that people used to go inside of, and that's now a manufacturer. So if what people see from the Mason Street side when you come in the mall is essentially a power center, your surface parking lot, external facing retail, like you would in many other areas, people don't know what's behind it. And the great part of that is people think of mixed use regarding many things here, you know, first floor, commercial like we are, residential above. Mixed use can also mean, in that case, retail, industrial. It can mean taking multiple uses into a box that was never originally planned for it.
Right. And you've done a good job with that. And it gets a tax base going, gets some revenue coming in, and allows you to.
And life. Just life.
Right.
In the parking
Energy.
Lot. Life and walking around.
It's great to see Chipotle and the other things you're bringing in there. You have some new construction going on there. I want to talk about that. We got to take a quick break. And then I want to talk to you about what you thought about us getting that award for the number one city, and how are we going to maintain that? So let's get that when we get back, Johnny.
And what's the coolest thing you found in an old house? I want to hear about that. That's always my favorite thing.
I'll take
it. I go
calendar.
To the old places. All right. No, you're not getting it now. You're not getting it now. And that's the year I was born, so I was going to give you that.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're not getting
okay,
it.
Okay.
Mind of the Mayor with Garrett Bader back after this.
Doesn't hurt feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with a chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 85. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Mid-70s Friday with a chance for scattered storms. Warmer Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Storms continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9 FM 1590 AM. And I'll tell you what, another segment here brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. For the record, we're talking about keeping out bugs and birds while not inhabiting, not inhabiting your house. But the beauty of the 250 series of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is that they have the exclusive hidden screens inhibiting. That's the word I was looking for. Okay. Without inhibiting your view, they can stay inside the window while you're not using it. How brilliant is that? Also, the 250 series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors. Give them a call. 250 patio series door, 8 double hung windows with exclusive hidden screens. Pay as low as $188 per month. And I'm going to do, you, who's the owner of Pella? Who's the owner of Pella?
Kellerwitz,
John Kellerwitz.
Mike and John.
You will not be charged for this ad.
No, absolutely not. Because
you will get a free ad.
Right. Because yes. I don't think the Kellerwitz boys at Verhalen are sitting around saying, how brilliant was that?
I apologize to everybody for Pella Windows and Doors.
Great. Not a great read, but
terrible
great
read. Worst windows, read in radio history.
But great windows and doors. And as I've said before, because I've used you that have company, them yourself. But the customer service there is unbelievable. Those guys will take care of you and work around your schedule. And the installation is, and that's a key part. I mean, you want to get a good window and a good door, but the installation is critical. And these guys know what they're doing. So, hey, we are here with Garrett Bader. Garrett Bader.
What would be your title? Developer?
Developer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you, and your company?
GB Real Estate Investments LLC.
Get it? Like Garrett Bader, Green Bay?
Yeah, I got it.
I didn't know.
My middle initials are too, so it's the airport code. I have luggage that GRB, like it's getting home.
So I like did you feel called to this then? Because that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Gotta ask Raj and Lowe about that.
But the development in Green Bay is going okay.
Yeah, I
don't think it's going great. I don't think it's going backwards. I think it's going okay. And I look at other communities as you do. I mean, everybody studies development in other communities. Not everybody does, but a lot of us do. And what do we need to do, Garrett, to kind of keep the momentum going?
Take that next step?
Yep.
Well, I think there's two things. The first is that you always have to push to make it happen. It just does not happen on its own.
Oh my God.
It is a consortium of people getting together to will it to happen.
I told Johnny when I would drive around with Donna, go through cities, and I'd say that all the time, this doesn't just happen. Oh. You go to Oklahoma City, you go out east, west. It takes leadership for one, and then it takes, like you said, a group of people to make it happen. These cities that turn it around, or that continue in just a very positive trajectory, that is an effort, and it just doesn't happen. I think that's important to say, by the way.
You know very well. It comes from a top. It is leadership at the elected level. It's having a good council. It's having good subcommittees that will hear petitioners' requests. And in some cases, I'll try to say this tactfully, it's being able to guide the voting public or constituents at a time when maybe they fear something that they just think they do. And look, we all know change as human beings can sometimes be difficult, but development is inherently change. You're wanting to improve, generally speaking, something. That can sometimes scare folks. It's the consortium of people getting together to say, here's why this is good, here's why we push it, and here's how this can be done.
Like maybe an amusement park that's been around for 100 years, and then you want to change it and add a roller coaster, and it's like, oh my God, this guy's lost his mind. Which I may have, but that wasn't the point. The point was that change is good. But it's difficult. And in this, you know, they call us conservative or they call whatever. Green Bay is not the most progressive and aggressive community. And that's okay. I mean, that's why we have the great city we do. And but it is tough. So what are your suggestions on moving the city forward, like Johnny said?
Well, number one, I said, if you're a citizen of a community, it's never forgetting the tie between development and tax base. Oftentimes, as we know, development can be politicized, or the way in which it is funded or helped incentivized can be politicized. And in most cases, you can show a return on that municipal investment that makes it worth the while. The product you referenced that we did, the town homes years ago, that's a 400% increase in taxable value on that block. Right. Hypothetically, if you did that in every residential downtown block, talk about a budget surplus.
Right.
Huge. But that context of, if we do this, that's how you keep your property tax rates low. You right. need to develop and grow the tax base to keep yours low, number one. Number two is just, you mentioned that if you go somewhere else and you see something you like, always ask yourself, well, why them and not me? Why can't we have this? I like nice things.
Right.
I want to have nice things. We can do that.
Right. I agree. And I know our city attorney would hate when I would travel, because I'd come back and I'm like, they can do that, so can we. But I think that's important that we know we're not locked into anything.
No.
You know, and I remember that one guy came and wanted to build the needle like they have in Seattle. Yeah. I'm like, well, Bob, that's a good idea, but I don't know that we can do that, but there's a lot of things we can do that are affordable, that is just take a little bit more leadership on the groups that you talked about. Well, I want to tell you, we're running out of time again. Man, we have too many commercials, Johnny.
I know.
Okay. But we have to pay the bills.
Brady Papinga just texted me, goes, I'm up in a couple of minutes, right?
We have to get Brady on here. But I just really thank you for what you're doing. And I think, you know, we need to continue what we're doing, because Green Bay has, you know, 2,000 people per square mile. We could house a lot more people than that. We have great infrastructure. And, you know, your development with housing and some of the retail things you're doing, some of the mixed use, and looking forward to your investment on Broadway. And
look, there are great things coming. That project, public market that we've talked about.
Right.
You know,
right.
Many other things that are, and it's not just about all downtown, but many things, if you are waiting and watching and looking, stay tuned, because there are fun things coming down the line.
Or get involved.
Outstanding.
Get involved.
Don't just watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get involved, because they need the good council people need your support. The
Absolutely.
City needs your support, and developers need your support as well. So, Garrett, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Great seeing you again, Garrett.
Really see, how are your parents? Your parents were like awesome.
It's their anniversary today.
Is it? You tell them.
43 years.
Musicians, great, great people.
I'm having lunch with them at noon. I'll let you know. I'll extend the greeting.
Oh, I thought you guys were having lunch today.
No, we're having breakfast.
Breakfast.
Oh. We're having breakfast.
I got two of meals covered, John.
He does whatever he can to get a free meal. Yeah. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Brady Papinga joins us when we come back. Back after this.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Voters in Ohio delivering an overwhelming no to Republican-led plans to try and make it harder to change the state's constitution. This fall, there will be a vote on codifying abortion rights in the Constitution. Republican Matt Huffman is the Ohio State Senate president.
There were some key folks on our side of the aisle, Republicans especially, who actively opposed this, some pretty vociferously. And then there were key Republicans who simply didn't support it, who should have been doing that also.
There is just one winner in last night's Mega Millions drawing. The ticket sold in Florida worth $1.5 billion. There's a court hearing on Friday to determine what former President Trump can and cannot say about his upcoming trial on alleged attempts to overturn the election. Trump citing the First Amendment and claiming he can say whatever he wants. This is ABC News.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. You heard that right, free internet. Call today before this deal ends. For Shawno and O'Connell Conies, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee Counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Coosa.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from a small town in Wyoming to the big university in Utah by the name of BYU. You may have heard of it. From BYU to Ecuador on a Mormon mission where he learned to speak fluent Spanish. Espanol. Yes.
Okay, Johnny, let's and get then this guy later, on. Okay.
Number 52 from your Green Bay Packers, ladies and gentlemen, Brady Papenga!
Brady, how
good
are
morning.
You?
Well, good, man. Let me make a couple of edits okay. to your intro.
Okay.
First one is... I went to Uruguay.
Uruguay, okay.
Not my younger brother went to Ecuador.
Ah, so, all
but, right. But hey, you got South America, right? And then I was 51.
51 so after
52.
Okay. Other than that, he was spot on. Yeah, we do that pretty much every day, Brady, correcting Johnny.
We're
but
close.
He's
always close.
His heart's in the right spot.
Yes.
So we got to give him credit.
Yeah,
Brady, how are you? You are one of my favorite people.
Well, I want to preface this that you guys were really good friends when he was here.
He was
awesome. Like, partied together. I mean, birthday parties.
We had our kids there. Yeah. So it was, we celebrated together. Yes. How's that, John?
Go ahead.
Because party has some connotations.
Yes, I understand.
But Brady, how are you? How are your kids? Like, how's the world treating you? You deserve to be treated the best. You're just a great person.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the compliment. Yeah, the kids are doing good. You know, my oldest is heading off to university here in like 10 days.
Oh, he left yesterday.
Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Nice.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. She said to Boulder, Colorado. And then my oldest and youngest son.
Right.
You know, he's playing high school football, doing good. And then, I have two younger other sets of kids, but they're both my daughters,
awesome.
10 and 12, that, they're doing their thing. So things are good.
Good
just running around like crazy like you do when you have a bunch of kids and, you know, enjoying life.
You still doing those football games?
In Spanish?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I stopped doing that just because, for one, they wanted me to work twice as much, and they wanted to pay me the same, which I thought was kind of funky.
Yeah, welcome to the media world.
And then, yeah, and then it conflicted with my son's schedule because he started to play, you know, on the weekends, well, Friday nights. And even in Little League, he'd play Saturday. So I just couldn't, you know, miss those times. And then I helped coach his team. So I decided, I'm just going to do things that are flexible and I can jump in and out during the week, like, you know, radio hits or whatever. And so I stopped doing them.
Right.
But doesn't mean that if I don't get a call, like, hey, Brady, you want to jump in on a Sunday real quick after you go to church and you think you're done with your kids and, you know, call a game in Spanish or whatever, I'll do that, you know, because they usually do it remotely. You know, only a few times when I worked with Spanish TV did we actually go to the game. One was to the Super Bowl, and then we had a couple of, like, you know, conference championship games. But outside of that, they're all in the studio. It's great.
I do some basketball games that way. It's a little different at first, though, isn't it, Brady? Like, we sit in a little room and we'll watch it on TV and pretend you're there.
Well, we did. Yeah, well, we were in a studio, and you had, like, they had a really big TV, and it was like, you guys have heard the broadcast in Spanish.
Absolutely.
They're very animated and excited. So it was, because I would go back and listen and watch the games and just see parts, I couldn't tell the difference.
Okay.
Like, nice.
How we did it versus, you know, live and at the game versus not. I think it's just one of those things that, you know, because doing that schedule is so terrible. I mean, I remember when I was doing college football in English with Fox Sports 1, and we would go like a day or two in advance just so we could get a good one-on-one interview with the head coach. And there would be times where you'd show up a day in advance. The coach would be like, yeah, I'm going to cancel. I have other stuff going on. And then you're stuck in Ames, Iowa, you know, in a hotel room for 2 days. And then the game isn't until, like, the night, you know, like 8 o'clock start time or something. And then there was one time with Charlie Weiss. Oh, my God. So we're with Charlie Weiss, and we walk in to his office. And he's sitting there, and he doesn't stand up to shake our hands. He's got a towel, guys, towel, like a bath towel. Like you would, he just got a done in a shower kind of towel around his waist. And he just waves to us, hey, how everybody doing? How you doing? And I'm like, what in the hell is this dude doing with a towel around his waist?
What is
going on here?
Right.
Like, I'm starting to look for cameras. Like, is this some prank? Like, am I on some punk show already? And then as he's talking to us, he doesn't talk anything about football because he was at Kansas at the time, and they were terrible.
Yeah.
All he would talk about is literally how great he's doing in academics, and he's getting everybody back to class. Like, that's what he wanted us to talk about on the broadcast. And the best is as he's sitting there talking to us, he doesn't break stride in a sentence. He lifts his hands up, and I'm like, okay, what are we doing here? Are we, like, doing the wave? What's going on? I mean, literally lifts his hands up like he's doing the wave, holds it there. All of a sudden, the door opens, and his assistant walks in, and she slides a plate of hot dogs and chips underneath his arms. He lays his arms down, and without breaking stride again in his conversation, he begins to eat the chips and the hot dogs.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, this guy, you know, he's got a very regimented, you know, eating schedule apparently. And then I'll never forget how he would every time he would eat his chips, he would have them. And now I knew what the reason of the towel was. He would always go down to this towel and wipe his fingers off. And so my whole point is I'm sitting there after that meeting, and we didn't talk any football. And all those were not even like, you didn't get anything cool, insightful to even talk about. And I'm like, do I really want to spend time doing that versus other stuff, like being with my family or doing stuff like I'm an entrepreneurial kind of guy, doing my stuff. And so the long answer to your short question there, Mino, is I stopped doing that, and there's a big reason why.
I would, Brady, I'm with you. I would take that as a sign. I got to get out of this. Yeah, that's, wow. What
I'm going to sit here and nothing but a bath towel one day.
Yeah, thanks to Charlie Weiss. He's the one that kind of planted the seed. Hey. Like, yeah, this isn't worth my time.
So, hey, we miss you. I mean, you were not only a great player. Yeah. No, we do. I mean, you were great in the community, ambassador, and just great energy. Do you miss us?
Oh, yeah. I miss you guys. Oh, I think about Green Bay every day.
Do you really?
Green Bay is a huge – I mean, my son was born there. My daughter, when we moved there, she was only 2 or even less than that. So, it is a special place, Green. So, my kids grew up there. Big, formidable time in their lives took place there. Formidable time in my life. Right. Like, you guys made huge impacts on me and my family, my wife. She talks about, man, I wish more people were like Green Bay people. You know, we're out here in California. You know, or we'll have certain people you run into, and they're like, yeah, they're totally from the Midwest.
Well, great. We hope you're back here to visit soon.
The Packers have us back there every so often,
right.
You know, for as alumni guests, and that's always exciting, you know, to see the evolution of the stadium and the team and it's funny too, because I'll bring my kids and people still remember Brady Papinga.
Absolutely.
You know, and they're like, damn, you're still a celebrity here, you know, because people come out for autographs. So,
is that from your playing days or doing the radio show that we did every Thursday night?
Oh, it's probably just the radio. Show was so huge that it just put me on the map.
What, 18, 19 people?
Green Bay has a special place in my heart, well, always. And yeah, I always, like I said, every single day I think about you guys.
That's awesome. What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because if you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers, what's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player, okay? Nobody ever expected him to become a first-ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare. You know, I think Steve Young is replacing Joe Montana is the only time that's ever happened in the history of the NFL. And, I mean, that's just not quarterbacking. You could go down like coaches, like trying to replace Hall of Fame coaches. Trying to replace anybody who's Hall of Fame in front of you, the expectations, the shoes to fill are always just so enormous. And so it's, you know, with Jordan Love, it's I see things out of him that he's far more advanced with than Aaron was. I mean, that game last year against the Eagles where he took over for Aaron, which, by the way, I think everybody said, okay, we can move on. It's time to give him a shot, just like that was the Dallas Cowboys game in 2007 for Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
He got in and showed his stuff, and they thought, whoa, this guy could be good, but we will never know unless we give him a chance. And if we don't give him a chance, he's going to go somewhere else or want to go somewhere else. So we got to make the move. And so so the point is it was the correct decision to move on to Jordan. I'm excited to see what happens, but you just don't know with the pressure. You know how it is in Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay is a pressure-packed, very intense, passionate football community. Very unlike, let's say, Los Angeles, in the sense that Los Angeles, you can go to the grocery store and nobody's going to come up to you and talk football. Because a lot of times, they don't even know who you are. And that's because there's big-time celebrities walking around that are A-list actors and executives, and you're kind of lost in the shuffle. You know, Aaron Donald, who's probably the most famous football player here in Los Angeles, he could walk down the street. Nobody's going to really even bat an eye. You know what I mean? Whereas if that was Green Bay, he's going to be getting hounded with autographs, which is great. But how do you handle that pressure? You know, and as a quarterback, it's just there's a lot there. So we don't know yet about Jordan Love's, like, his mental maturity to handle the situation. You know, Aaron, what the best thing that happened to Aaron was when Brett Favre tried to come back in that 2008 season. Because that's the moment where I believe Aaron kind of turned over his mentality of saying, hey, I'll take on anything. I don't care what you throw at me. I'm ready for it. And that, I believe, galvanized his whole career. You know, Jordan hasn't had that adversity yet. So an unfortunate thing is the adversity yet generally means you're going to, you know, have to face losses. So we'll see. I mean, it can go so many ways here. You know, it really can. But we'll see. I mean, I'm excited to see how it turns out.
That's awesome, Brady, because I think there's some people that think, you know, for those of us who've been around for a while, that we're going to go back into some not great times. And we all kind of, well, anybody my age has experienced that. But that's great to hear from you that you see some things in love that you think were even more advanced than Rodgers had. So there's, and Johnny really believes in this Jordan Love guy.
I really don't know him.
I know you do. And you've said that a number of times, and I think that's great. I mean, I'm excited for the season. You talk about Green Bay and you guys are the focus of attention. But you look at LA, I mean, they got so many other things going on in terms of sports and basketball and hockey and everything else. But did that bother you? Did you like that part of it? I mean, you guys are celebrities when you do walk around town. And I think the people, they not only know their football, but we have a lot of owners, right?
No, I loved it. I loved going to the grocery store in March. And, you know, because in the off season when I was there for the first two or three was, is Brett Favre coming back, you know? So it was always fun that I'd be in the checkout stand. I'll never forget it. And this older gentleman just is like, hey, is Brett Favre coming back? You know, he's right behind me in line. Is Brett Favre coming back, Brady? You know, and I was like, well, see. But it's a different kind of fandonium, too, because in Green Bay, it's like you said, it's almost like everybody's part of the organization. You know, like even the games, when you go to the games, the fans, they literally feel like we're going to influence the outcome, which a fan base can. I mean, just look at the win-loss record of home teams. Home teams generally win more. It's because there's an influence. The fans do influence the game. So that's not the case everywhere. You know, and I learned that my rookie year. I remember we went down to Atlanta, and that's when Michael Vick played for Atlanta Falcons. And I remember the opening, like when they ran out, they had like their mascots riding motorcycles and fireworks and these like dancing girls in like skimpy kind of clothes. It looked like kind of a Vegas show, you know? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like here, it's like a football game is a spectacle that you come to, like an entertainment event. In Green Bay, it's an actual game. Like people go there because they are like, we are going to win and we're going to have fun doing it. And we're going to influence.
That's right, Brady. We wear our parkas, but we're there to win. So.
Hey. Yeah, but I mean, that's special. So I love that.
We love you too.
Brady, we're running out of time. Loved having you on. Can we do this again down the road?
Absolutely, man. Right. I appreciate you reaching out, guys.
You're the best.
Good talking to
Brady Papinga. So great to have him on. Back with a gentleman from the VFW talking about a big event coming up right after this.
I'm coming.
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 85, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 61. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81. Chance for scattered storms Friday. Highs level off around 76. 80, mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. Coming away from downtown Green Bay at the beautiful City Deck Landing and another beautiful Wednesday morning here. Packers, of course, out in Cincinnati. We got some golf to talk about right now. It's got my man Josh there.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, Josh Andrade. How you doing, buddy? I said
Andrade. Hey, I'm good.
Josh
Mino, thanks for having me.
Good. Hey, Josh, you've done so much. You're such a huge veterans advocate. You always have been. You're an Iraq war vet, all those sorts of things. But one of the groups you and I both really enjoy helping out is the VFW from Kakana. A bunch of guys in their 70s, and a couple of years ago, they decided we're going to put on a golf tournament. They had never done anything like that before. And Josh and I have been to, you know, dozens or hundreds of golf tournaments over the years. We tried to lend a hand, but isn't it a great success story, Josh, what those guys have done and the money they've given to local veterans charities?
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned, you know, our post is fired up about giving back in the community. The reason why I joined the post in the first place is because of, you know, their ambition to give back to local veteran organizations. And our golf fundraiser, this is our third annual, it's Golf with a Vet. And, you know, it's a great way for us to just give back generally to those organizations that serve our local veterans.
That's awesome, because that's what it takes to have a great community. It's, people look at you know, the crime, the taxes, and everything else. But those civic organizations and what you're doing to not just to give back financially, but the camaraderie and to get people reconnected with each other, those that stuff goes a long way. And I your tournament's coming up. This is only the third annual?
Yeah, our third annual Golf with a Vet. We're going to have it at Countryside Golf Club in Kakana. This is coming up Thursday, September 14th. And then we have a nice fundraising silent auction event at Venables, which for those of you that have never eaten at Venables, I highly recommend it. They have a great dinner and a great spread that they put on for our group. So in the past, our golf outing's been successful. We've given to organizations such as the Fox Valley Veterans Council, Habitat for Humanity, Wisconsin Veterans Village, Green Bay Vet Center, Old Honor Glory Fight, and those are just to name a few. So, yeah, to your point, you know, as a veteran, it's important for us to have a mission and to continue to work for a purpose. And so, you know, joining a local organization, I know for me as a younger vet, has been a good way to keep me involved. You know, we get a little bogged down in our daily life. I have a family and work full time, but even, you know, volunteering a little bit kind of gives me a sense of purpose that I'm still, you know, doing something valuable. And, you know, this VFW in particular really makes it their purpose to focus on giving back to the community as opposed to, you know, enjoying themselves. You kind of get the stereotypical VFW and people think, well, it's just a bunch of older vets sitting around a bar and telling war stories. But I would invite anybody to come check out a meeting or an event that our VFW puts on in our community. Right. It can really change that perspective.
Well, the cool thing that you mentioned there, Josh, and this can't be overlooked, is that the young vets are getting involved, because there are some VFWs around Wisconsin, the country, all over the place, where they are really struggling to keep their charters because, you know, like I said, a lot of the Vietnam vets are, you know, whatever, and they don't want to go out as much anymore. But you young guys, it's up to you to really keep the VFWs, you know, keep them going, keep them alive.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you allude, there's kind of a generational or age gap. You know, my post is very heavily involved with Vietnam veterans. I'm one of the youngest members of my post. And,
you know, my generation from, you know, kind of Desert Storm and then into Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts, you know, there was a big gap between that time period and Vietnam. Right. And with the younger veterans coming home, you know, myself included, we, you know, come back, go to school, start working full time. We kind of get in that daily grind of life. And I think it's important that we recognize us younger vets need to get involved early on, like you say, to keep these posts active and moving forward.
And I want to say that, and I'm not a psychologist, but people who get involved in nonprofit or in charitable organizations, it really helps their quality of life. I mean, we're all busy people, right? But, you know, when you do some studying on blue zones and where people not live longer, but they actually do live longer, but they live a better life, that whole segment of being involved in something is it's good for you. I mean, you're the most selfless organization because you keep giving it back, but you benefit as an individual too, right?
Yeah, you do. You mentioned the term camaraderie. I always like to talk about another term, resiliency. In my day profession, I'm a social worker, and you know, I think there's a lot of focus with veterans and PTSD, and that is something we can experience, but it's often looked at as, you know, a deficit or like we're damaged goods. But I would argue that through adversity, you know, veterans can gain resiliency and skills to really handle adversive situations. And I think, you know, us being involved in still having that camaraderie and still working towards that mission and dealing with a little adversity, you know, as you say, you keep growing as an individual. And that's important to recognize.
When you speak of adversity, just one last quick thing. When you speak about adversity, and you've experienced it firsthand being a Vikings fan, I had to throw that in.
He just can't. You know, here we got a guest.
We usually
honor our guests, and we're trying to do that. But
he is the most diehard Vikings fan, and he grew up in the UP, and he's a diehard Vikings fan.
That's okay. I just think these people who are, you know, Packers or die. I don't think so. I think in the Green Bay School District. I digress for just one second, but you can relate to this. It was like Friday's Packer Day, and that got changed to NFL Day. And some of these kids, and I'll give them a lot of credit, man, they show up in a Lions jersey or, you know what?
I know, and
I'd go up to those kids. I'm like, that is awesome that, you know, they have that pride. And like, it's okay. I'm not a Viking fan at all, but I respect that. But I'm one of those mayors that would, when the Viking mayor would come in or the Minneapolis and like, you know, have a good game, not a great game. I'm one of those guys, but I do think the Lions are going to be tough this year. But anyway, back to our guest.
I agree. And I was one of those kids showing up in the Viking jersey, getting ridiculed.
Awesome.
But like you mentioned, John, my dad was from the UP, and he was a diehard Vikings fan and grew up in the Fran Tarkenton, Purple People Eater days.
Right.
And so when I started coming of age, really enjoying for the game, I was watching Vikings and Cunningham and Carter and then Moss's rookie year. And that was so exciting. And it just really stuck. And then the rivalry, you know, kind of grows with you too. And it makes it that much more fun, really.
I think that's awesome.
Are we going to have our bet again this year?
Yes, we can go for that, John. Remember, though, the Vikings are coming back as NFC North champs.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the time.
I will take that bet.
Look at the time.
I'll take that bet.
Sorry, we got to go.
Thank you for being on. September 14th, right?
Yep, and we'll talk a lot more about in between. Josh, really appreciate you coming on, and continued good luck with the phenomenal, and I mean this sincerely, phenomenal work you're doing for our vets.
Yeah, thanks so much, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. We're out of time. Mine on the Mayor, back in tomorrow morning. Thanks, everybody. See ya.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green.